conclusion that life is tragic. But if you look at both of them, you will see that there is a brighter side somewhere. Yes. And through Thucydides and Virgil and others can write, but also Mark, Luke, and John the Revelator wrote. Thucydides and the great classical historians wrote about man's history. I can hear Virgil say, arms and men sing out. He writes about Achilles and Ajax and all the rest of them in Homer. But I can hear John the Revelator say, I'm going to write too. And I saw it. How lifted up as he sat on his throne. That's the only way you can pull through. You got two histories. You got the history of Hollis as a human being. And you got the history of Hollis as a Christian. And you got to carry both along together. If you don't, you will give up. If you just look at yourself as a human being, all of these problems and burdens that come, you'll give up. But if you look at the other side of your history, the history of salvation, you can cry out, I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Well, that's the first mistake the Bible says the historians made. The second one, they thought that life ended right at the grave. They forgot that God made this world. And that life did not end at the grave. When the Christians swept the Roman world, going all over preaching the gospel that he rose from the grave. And life would be mighty terrible if we ended it there. The thing that really made Christianity conquer the Roman world was the Easter message. Oh, Paul came along talking about, I don't know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. Yeah. If it hadn't been anything to Christianity but Good Friday and the crucifixion, you wouldn't been sitting here this morning. Yeah. The thing that pulled Christianity through was after the cross. Yeah. That was Easter Sunday morning. Yeah. And I heard God say, yeah, that I have come from the grave, and all power and heaven and earth is in my hand. Now, that's what makes Christianity. You don't want to forget that. You don't want to forget that. So those two things, looking at God in history and knowing that there is life after death, turns the tragic side of life into a drama. Well, what is the meaning of all this for us today? When life is dark and seems not worth living, what can we do? First thing, some people are just naturally optimistic. God bless you. There are some people, I don't care how dark it is or whatnot, they're just born to see the bright side. Well, in our Bible class last night, we call them great people. You know why we call them great? You know, when they sent out the spies to spy out the land, some of them came back and said, the land is full of honey and grapes, and let's go get it. And the other one said, the land is full of giants. We better not go over there. They'll eat us up. Well, there are some people that are just not only great people. Now, my father, he was a great man. I don't care how dark or whatnot, he'd always say, call my wife, babe. He said, babe, we'll find a way out some way. I can hear him now as a little boy. Telling my mama, say, well, we'll find a way out. Mama used to tell him, say, you've got all these children, and I want my children educated, and you're doing this. He said, we'll find a way out some way. He always saw the bright side. Now, my sister Sally, who loves me more than she loves her own self, and I love her, but she's a giant person. When I see Sally, I know everybody who's sick, who's dead, who's separated from the husband, and who's going with who? She knows all of the thing. If I go there and stay all my week, she said, don't you think you better get back? Your officers might have a meeting and turn you off. You better go on back. She sees the dark side. I don't see how she's got to be as old as she is and in perfect health, but she'll come right to the chest now. She'll see more dark side than I've seen in 30 years. There's a lot of people that way. Don't care how well they get along. It's always some darkness or something gonna happen to them. Then there's some great people, don't care if they haven't got the money, if they're sick or whatnot, they can always see there is a bright side somewhere. If you're that kind of person, God bless you. You won your battle. When you were born and God gave you an optimistic disposition, you won your battle. Well, what about people like some of us who get depressed and feel like giving up? What can you do? What can we do? I belong to that crowd that suffers from depression. I'm not of an optimistic disposition. I gotta pray hard, eh, to see the bright side all the time. Gotta pray hard, because I'm inclined to suffer from depression and like my sister, to see dark things. But I know you can overcome it. And you got to overcome it if you're gonna live a life worthwhile. You got to know how to pick up something when life goes bad, that you so you won't fall on your soul like Saul. And I'm speaking out of my own experience. Because 2-3 times in my life, I've thought of committing suicide. 2-3 times. And I know what I'm talking about, that if you have a certain idea about God, God can pull you through. He can do it. And what is that idea? Just one thing. You got to know how to humanize your concept of God. That sounds theological, but it simply means this. You got to know how to see God in all people. That's what you got to learn how to do. You got to learn how to see God around in other people. Not always be thinking about God way up yonder sitting on a throne, but he's right around your head. Yes. You know, I told you I have a way. I get up early Sunday every morning, not like you all think I'm lying in the bed. I get up 7 o'clock and I go and shut the door in the kitchen and turn on my radio and get a what you call devotion. And I think. And I'm learning a whole lot by thinking. And I just pick out certain people in this church that I call the incarnation of certain traits of God. When I want to talk about prayer, I think about prayer. I just shut my eyes and think about keys. Going all around all the time, thinking about nothing but picking up people, bring them to prayer meeting. That's God. I see God in him. When I have burdens and trials and tribulations, look like I can't stand them, I think about Bessie Flood. I said, look how Bessie stood the tragedy of her children. God must have given her something. And if she stood it, I can stand it. That's what you do. I see God in you. I see God in John Talley running around going to the supermarket for every sick person he can find. That's God. I don't look way up yonder for God. Look right here. How should you act when you get sick and been sick a long time? I just look at O.C. Hunt and Lily Mae Williams. I said, they made it. And if I get sick, I can make it just like they made it. It's God. That's what you call humanizing God. Well, just one more thing and I'm through. I think one of the most tragic things I've known in my life is my friend Alice Gordon. Alice used to be my secretary. And I've sat down many a time and thought about her. And Sister Gordon, you know about her and poor Alice. And all of a sudden, last week, just Friday, her son Ricky came to my home and sat down and talked to me.